You're watching Comment with me, George Galloway, here on Press TV, still the voice of the voiceless, not just here, but all over the world. Here's a voice in California, Ben. Ben, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Well, we are talking about the who's financing the ISO.
Yeah.
It's for any intelligent person, it is very obvious. I'm an old man, and we have seen a lot in our lives. We have seen a lot of terrorists before, and we have never seen anything as organized as a huge army that the ISIL is.
Yeah, they control territory bigger than Britain,
absolutely.
And I think some 11 or 12 million people are living in that territory.
Exactly, exactly. You look at also the news that just came out, which of course a lot of us knew already, that like Blackwater or Z hires people from South America or from Pakistan, or poor people who have nothing to do, $30 soldier a day or $100 soldier a day, they send them over there. So it's very sad. I think what is happening is that it is with also what happens in Paris. I mean, to me, I'm an old timer, and I don't believe that a terrorist group can do such a thing so organized. I mean, but whatever it is, I think it is unfortunately a war against Islam, and they are unfortunately a lot of poor people who are either corrupted because of money or whatever it is that they're.
I think for some it's money. For some, it's maybe the prospect of getting married and having somewhere to live, which for many poor Muslims in many parts of the world has become just a dream. It's partly idealism. It's partly fanaticism, hatred, sectarian hatred in particular. It's partly, as I said, I gave a list of the fuel cells earlier, a reflection of how rotten and corrupted the regimes under which these people are living are, seen to be, felt to be, and therefore this appeal of this self-appointed caliph has drawn them there. Once they get there, however, they discover only injustice, cruelty, brutality, and double standards and corruption and hypocrisy, which has, I think, disillusioned and demoralized many of their ranks, some of whom have tried to escape from them. But I fear for most of them, there will be no escape. Thanks, Ben, in California, from California to the valleys of South Wales, Ramzan. Welcome, Brother Ramzan.
Assalamu alaikum to you, Brother.
Alaykum salam.
Good, good. Well, basically what it is, well, we know who's funding the ISIS people, and I won't call them Islamic State because that would be against Islamic principle. I would call them a terrorist state, and I think this is what the media in the world should start saying to these type of people. There's nothing to do with Islam. They don't know what Islam stands for. These are only paid people by these so-called governments, right, who are fighting against terrorism, but yet they are promoting this kind of terrorism in the Middle East, so there would be chaos in the Middle East, so there wouldn't be any peace at all, and these poor countries will be fighting amongst themselves. So basically, I mean, it's the power to be likes of, you know, we know who's behind it. Saudi Arabia is working for America. America is working for Zionist. So basically, it's just the world is just going crazy. And these people know our government in Britain wants to go and bomb the Syrian people again, or like what they did in Libya. Sorry, right, George. And this is
That worked out well, didn't it?
Oh, worked out beautiful, yeah. And it's going to be exactly the same. This is what they want to do.
Let Britain start bombing another Arab Muslim country. What could go wrong, Ramzan?
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
The could go wrong is killing innocent people, George, right?
Indeed.
But we don't care about these innocent people because it's not in our door, right? As long as it's in somebody else's house, we can burn them down, we can do whatever we want. Please don't come and attack us, because if you attack us, then we're going to go and attack that country where you are living. But not you, we're going to attack, but we're going to attack those innocent people.
Yeah, of course, the mass murder country. The mass murder in Paris a couple of weeks ago, the nerve center of that operation was Belgium. I presume we're not going to start bombing Belgium. I presume we're not going to start bombing the capital, Brussels. In fact, it's another classic example of European, French, and Belgian-born terrorists attacking other French people and others visiting France, and we bomb someone else entirely. Anyway, Mario's in Malta. He's the next caller. Go ahead, Mario.
Oh, George. Hi.
Welcome.
I'm going to say this, George. Erdogan, he should apologize to the Putin Russian. Or he wants the Russian to apologize to him for what they done. See, this corruption, this Erdogan and with the NATO, it's all corruption. All corruption.
I don't believe that the Turkish shot down a Russian warplane without taking the permission, implicit or explicit, from the United States. I don't believe that for 1 minute. I believe that Lavrov, the world's greatest diplomat, was correct yesterday when he said this was a premeditated provocation against Russia. Even
That's
on the
right.
Turkish account, which I don't believe, incidentally, this aeroplane was inside Turkish territory for 17 seconds to a depth of 1.5 kilometers whilst bombing an enemy that Turkey claims it is also opposing. Who can believe that the correct reaction, even if their account is true, was to shoot down the plane that was bombing the people you say you're also fighting? So, Mario, I'm with you. I think that there are many villains in this piece, but Erdogan and his regime in Turkey are the biggest. What do you say?
Yeah, that's it. And this Saudis, I think they're fixing the money with the ISIS, you know, with the Saudi things.
Yeah.
That just because this country is rich, you know, we're doing, and America's even worse. And Cameron should stop talking. Wants to go to Syria and let the Russian do it, because the Russian in the Second World War, they fixed the Nazi.
Well, they had the opportunity following the unanimous decision of the Security Council last Friday. They had the opportunity to join a genuinely concerted military effort, worldwide, global effort, to defeat these extremists, and they incinerated that within 72 hours with the Turkish shooting down of the Russian airplane. Mario in Malta, thanks. Shabir in London is up next. Shabir, welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
I just wanted to say, I think Cameron's lost his marbles. I mean, if he had them in the first place.
Mm.
He wants to go in and bomb Syria. To what end?
Mm-hmm.
Russia is already doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The Syrian army and Hezbollah and the resistance factions are doing it. The first thing that Cameron needs to do, if he's actually got an ounce of being genuine, is he needs to cut ties with Saudi, with Turkey, with Israel, with all of the people that are actually funding these these animals, these terrorists, these cannibals, who are decimating Syria and plan to decimate Iraq and the rest of the world. But of course, Cameron, it's all just showmanship, really, isn't it? It's all waffle. He wants to go in
it
there.
It is waffle, Shabir, because actually the military contribution of the British is so pathetically small and can only be pathetically small that the terrorists won't even notice it. There's already lots of people bombing them. Seven British tornadoes splitting their time between Iraq and Syria is a grain of sand in this whole affair. But it is symbolically important and will place British people in substantially greater danger, don't you think?
This is why I don't believe that, unfortunately, barring just a handful of people, I think most of the politicians that we have in Westminster are actually people who don't study history. And if you don't study history, you're condemned to repeat the same mistakes over and over and over again. If you look at what Cameron's trying to do, he's almost repeating what the criminal, the war criminal Blair did. You know, he makes up some fancy excuses after an event has happened. 9/11 allegedly was done by some Saudis. So how come Saudi is just being brought into the UN Human Rights Council as being thought of as the second coming?
13 out of 19 hijackers were Saudi,
exactly.
So we bombed Afghanistan.
It's bizarre. You couldn't make this up. This is the thing. I was talking to some friends the other day, and we were talking about this, and we were saying, you can't make this up. You can't. If you were to write a piece of fiction which had a storyline like this, people would reject it for being too, you know, far out, too out there. And yet we have reality which is like this. It's like stranger than fiction, as they say. But no, I think it would be a catastrophic mistake for England to sort of get in there. We've got enough problems in here. We've got homelessness. We've got all of this so-called austerity.
Yeah, we're supposedly broke.
And everything. You know, we're bankrupt pretty much. I mean, Cameron and Tories have pretty much bankrupted us after, you know, taking the baton from Labour, or New Labour, thankfully now it's proper Labour, but anyway. We need to focus, our government, if it's genuine and if we are really a democracy, the government need to focus on our own issues over here. They need to get rid of this silly thing called Trident, which we don't need. They need to stop sending soldiers out there in harm's way, which brings us over here in harm's way. They need to start building up and giving strength to things like the NHS, public services, all of this stuff.
Wonderful call. Shabir, I hope you'll be at Downing Street at 12 o'clock noon on Saturday, and I hope thousands of others will be there too. Thanks for that call. Zachary is in Aberdeen. Go ahead, Zachary.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Galloway.
Good evening.
If you please let me, regarding the organization of the recruitment of this Takfiri and this ISIL in Britain and in America, in Africa, I will talk about this a little. And because the poor Muslims in Europe and the poor Muslims in Africa and America, that the governments of the European governments and America and the poor people in the Africa and other side, other in Asia also, they are very poor, and they are recruiting these people, and they create shop for them and the business, and also in universities, because I know that. In universities, they contact them, and they pay for the PhD, they pay for the engineering courses. And this is the way of the recruitment, and also in Chechnya and Azerbaijan. And this is exactly how the financial coming from the Saudi Arabia, from Kuwait, from Qatar and Emirates. And this is what is the organization international. And they have a soldiers standby everywhere. And this is a warning for the whole world. And I believe the international community should act very quickly and to make a tribunal regarding this recruitment and such a crime against humanity, and such a Mr. Erdogan and also David Oglo, they are not fit for the be as a president and the prime minister of the Turkey. The Turkish people, they should make decision whether they want to destroy their own country or remove them. they have to be removed from the Turkey, not Assad. Assad is benefit for the world community. But Erdogan and the prime minister of the Turkey, they should be removed. And
Who can remove them, Zakari? They've just been re-elected.
No, from the people. The uprising of the people, because they are putting the world peace at a severe risk.
But the people just re-elected them. I doubt if they're going to overthrow them now.
Well, they can. They can if they uprise.
All right, I'm sure they've heard you from Aberdeen, Zakari, calling on the Turkish people to rise up and overthrow their government, a government they just a fortnight ago re-elected with an increased majority. That sounds unlikely to me. But there is no doubt that Erdogan has presided over the destruction of any good that he had done in the decade in which he governed. Mahbub is in Bonn, in Germany. Better hear from him. Mahbub, go ahead.
Thank you, George. The topic, in fact, on the question of who is financing, that is, I think, self-explanatory. Anybody or any individual in the very most remote part of the world, in fact, knows who finances this treacherous organization in Syria. And the fact that, of course, they have money, and in many occasions we have seen even the prince of Saudi Arabia, characters like Bandar, and that is getting down there, giving them actually money, and everybody knows. Mm-hmm. And most of the part of the money, I think, Turkey with the cronies get down to steal the oil and market it to their customers. And in fact, Erdogan is so much disappointed with the Russian move, because the Russians are stopping his source of income. And not only that, there are quite a lot of damages done to that country. To see
Russia has been successfully targeting ISIL's oil exports. Maybe that's what tipped the balance for the Turkish regime to shoot that airplane down.
Exactly. That is, in fact, the major reason. And the second reason, in fact, most of the Turks got
but
down
why,
to this...
Why has that not been done by the others before? The U.S. and France and Jordan and Saudi Arabia and others have been bombing Syria for almost 15 months.
Yeah,
why did nobody else manage to bomb the oil exports until Russia arrived?
Well, that was their main source of income, because their ally Turkey gains from that, so they couldn't go and destroy and stop Turkey from getting that. And not only that, the artifacts and so many machineries in various industries in the southern part of this country where they occupied, they have stolen them all and taken them to Turkey. Turkey's talking about getting machines for their factories free from Syria. Imagine that sort of the characters trying to gain at the suffering of the others. So here is Erdogan, a character whom I think the whole world should be put to answer for his behavior in that manner.
Well, if I went to Western Union now and tried to send £1,000 to someone in Jordan, it would go through so many hoops, so many checks, so many intelligence hoops, that it probably wouldn't arrive there at all, but if it did, would arrive there very late. Yet all these hundreds of millions of dollars, which can't be being carried in people's pockets, are washing around the world, and the banking system has failed to interdict it, if indeed it has ever tried. Thanks for that. Let's go to Obi in Gabon. Haven't spoken to Gabon for a long time. Go ahead, Obi. Obi?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go on.
Yeah, my name is David. I'm calling from U.S.
Well, it says Obi in Gabon on my screen. I can only give you my apologies.
No problem. Thank you.
Go ahead, David. Where are you?
Okay, I'm calling from Los Angeles.
From Los Angeles. That's a long way from Gabon. Go ahead, David.
Oh, indeed. Yes, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. And I want to wish you a good morning, first of all. And I have three sections. One of them is the result, why ISIS is being created, or Daesh, or ISIL. I believe is the result of supporting tyranny in the region for many years by the colonial, imperialistic, and the warmongers over the past 70 or 100 years. And the other reason is also to create a challenge for Hezbollah by creating Daesh. Now, it backfired, of course, because whenever you associate some criminals, it's bound for you to become it's a matter of time for you to become a victim. And that's what's happening, and apparently people don't learn, the supporters. And the supporters of the ISIS are basically, as we know, all know, is not a secret. It's Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and there are stooges. They are not really of their own independently. So there are stooges of the West. There are stooges
of
the
historically, States. Yes. But yes. I've been reflecting on this point, David. It may be the case, maybe, probably not, but it may be the case that client states like Israel, like Saudi Arabia, like even Turkey to an extent, though a lesser extent, in the wake of America's failure in Iraq, have begun to act independently as they like, irrespective of the United States' wishes. Now, the United States doesn't get off the hook that way because they still give them money, weapons, and diplomatic and political cover. But it may be the case that some of these client states are no longer acting under the direction of the person who titularly owns them. Thanks for the call. Fame is in Libya. That was a success story of Western bombing, wasn't it? Fame, you're welcome.
Okay.
Go ahead.
John.
Yeah.
I want to ask you one question.
Yeah.
My question is, I want to ask you, do you believe in Bible?
I believe in the Bible, yes.
You believe in the Bible?
Yeah.
I do believe in the Bible, yes.
Okay. I want to tell you that what is going on this world, nobody can do anything about it because it's a prophecy from the Bible.
Now, Fame, I hear you've got a child there beside you. Do you force that child to be careful crossing the road?
I want to tell you that what is going on in this world, Satan is now ruining the world. So nobody can do anything about what is going on in this world.
Fame, maybe you didn't hear my question. And there's no time properly to repeat it or to hear your answer. But this kind of fatalistic nonsense that says that we can do nothing to alter the course of events is belied by the question I asked you. You would not allow your child to run carelessly across the road. You would not say, whether a car hits her or not, God has already decided. You would not. You would say that God gave me will, free will, and a conscience, and I will exercise both of them. Now, you can continue this discussion on Twitter at @comment_PressTV, because this story of the funding of ISIL is, I predict, finally going to be a very big question indeed. It's been Mark.
Hello, just comment on the name of the person. I'm just not sure if your television is 0-0. 0-0. Can you spell your name for me?
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure. Your phone number and then we'll be back.